A very good morning from the Genesis web scene. Today's article is Live in the Moment, written by Ms. Jyotsna Joshi. Expressions are the unique way of manifestation of emotions that we experience. As humans, we are indeed privileged to express what we feel, be it joy, sorrow, excitement, anxiety. We can express it all through our actions and demeanor. There are so many instances that keep happening in our lives throughout the day. Few of us just let it be, unbeknownst, and overlook. Few choose to micro-observe each and every instance, but not attach a feeling or expression to it. However, few choose to take a pause and live in that moment, cherish it to the fullest and emanate positivity. Taking a simple cue from how one spends their weekend, after a busy work week of 5 or 6 days, we can demonstrate the different categories of behaviors and find where do we align in the matrix. First, the OTT buffs. Most of the people from Generation Z and Millennials category prefer to spend their time binge-watching some series hosted on platforms such as Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hotstar, etc. While their idea of finding happiness is enjoying the diverse content served to them by different genres, complemented with good food, they tend to complete an entire series by watching episodes back to back in a single night. The idea of an engaging plot or narrative is what they seek for happiness. Second, the partyholics. Most of the people occupied in the weekdays in their offices, often not finding time to tend to smaller details of each life, find happiness in the weekend by partying with friends and their close circles. This category of people makes a point to have plans for each weekend and explore the various food joints of the city they live in. Often, instead of going to the restaurant itself, they create a cozy ambience in their homes and invite a bunch of their friends along with ordered food, courtesy Swiggy Zomato, to just party and enjoy the moment. Third, the weekend home cleaners and ritual abiding lot. This lot is driven by the zeal to have a serene ambience and make their living space an ideating pad. So, a part of their weekend goes in refurbishing their space, and most of the other part goes in enjoying that space, which gives them solace. Fourth, the explorers. This category finds happiness in exploring places, meeting new people, and understanding their cultures through their practices and food. They are the backpackers who make plans over the weekdays only to luxuriously slip in those planned details over the weekend. For them, happiness lies in touching upon the various terrains and exploring the myriad facets of nature. Fifth, the siesta seekers. While working in the office for an entire week, few people tend to get exhausted and plan to recharge their energy levels during the weekend. For them, the ideal way to get replenished is by taking a sound sleep. So, mornings start at 11-12 for them, at the earliest. They begin the day late over the weekend, calling it an off from their otherwise mundane work week. For them, happiness is the moment of rest they enjoy, and the very idea of not being occupied with any work. Sixth, the office work doers. There are a bunch of illustrious people for whom working is never at a backseat, for they enjoy the idea or being occupied in their office work. For them, weekends are an incentive to perform productively and build upon their work which they can augment during the coming weekdays. Their ideas of happiness lies in the very thought of being productive while at work and delivering a comparatively better performance. As said, a thing of beauty is joy forever. Each person may have his or her own metric of living in the moment and enjoying life. The above classification is not mutually exclusive and collectively exhaustive. However, it presents some scenarios that we may come across through our own behavioral trends or those exhibited by our peers. That said, what is this life if full of cares when we have no time to stand and stare? One should always strive towards greater pursuits of leading a happy life by taking small pauses of observing life closely and appreciating its manifestations.